the heaviness of past and the two together, my problems. Let me remember what my problems are. Oh, yes. Waking up in the morning, open your eyes. For some people, there can be a moment of when the noisy mind hasn't started yet. There's a simple presence, and you look around after opening your eyes. Not everybody. Some people wake up immediately burdened by the heaviness of the little me. Others have a moment of freedom, and then after a minute the mind starts, and you remember your problems. Oh, this and that and that and that. Oh my God. And immediately the heaviness descends, the state of contraction returns, and then you turn around in bed. I can't face another day. And that's the human condition. And we are moving beyond the human condition. No flower has ever said that, I can't face another day. Because it also awakens when the sun rises. It has not yet removed itself out of the totality, its interconnectedness with all that is. It hasn't removed itself out of that and claimed a separate existence for itself, me. And this flower isn't even saying, I want the sun, why did they put me here? It's open to this, and it's because it's not denying what is, it's not resisting what is, it is open to something here that's even better than the sun, and it loves it. But if it said, no, I want the sun, it would be closed to this. This moment, being fully alive to the power of this moment. And I often I'll say to be fully alive to the power of this. Feel this moment with every cell of your body. Be here with every cell of the body. Every cell is alive, and you sense a subtle, otherwise you're stuck in the head trying to work out what I'm saying, and there's nothing to work out. Being alive, feeling the very aliveness that you are, the entire energy field is present, every cell is present. You don't need to make an effort, it is present. And you sense that you're everywhere, you're not just here, you're throughout. So keeping, be here, completely, not as a head attached to a body, be here totally. This is, otherwise you can't allow, the head is not enough to allow this moment to be. Your entire being allows this moment to be, and is, the head is not enough to be present. Be present with your entire being. Sometimes people ask, doesn't it mean that you become identified with the body if you feel the body? No, it's a way of going beyond identification with the physical form of the body to feel the very essence that gives life to the physical form is not the physical form. To feel it, and then the Advaita person may say, but aren't you saying that I should identify with an object that arises in consciousness as the feeling of the body? And isn't the truth that knowing that I am the very awareness underlying it all? But the body is that. It's a temporary appearance of the consciousness that underlies everything. It temporarily appears as the body. It's not the body. In a way you could say it's an illusion. The body is an illusion. But within the illusion there is something that is not an illusion. Otherwise even an illusion needs a little bit of reality. Otherwise it wouldn't be. So to sense the aliveness, the presence in the body, this is just a temporary way of putting it, and feel the aliveness throughout, and then suddenly there's a field of aliveness not only within but also without. It has nothing to do with anymore with your story. There's a field of aliveness within at first, but suddenly also the surrounding world has an aliveness to it. Not that you need anything, it's beautiful, but it's all form, it's temporary, but that